Well, in a scathing report that confirms politicians' and advocates' concerns, conditions for asylum seekers at holding facilities on the US-Mexico border are being described as dangerous. The report by the Department of Homeland Security's independent watchdog comes as multiple accounts emerge of squalid, cramped and chaotic conditions inside the facilities. Amelia Turzon has our report.
Yes.
US Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro covertly took audio and video inside a US holding station in El Paso, Texas. The congressman later describing what he saw.
We had a chance to visit with about 15 or 20 mothers, some of whom had been at that Border Patrol station for over 50 days. Some had been separated from their kids. When we went into the cell, It was clear that the water was not running. There was a toilet, but there was no running water for people to drink. These are the conditions that have been created by the Trump administration.
Then there's this interview with a 12-year-old girl released by a group called the Advocates for Human Rights. The girl describes how she spent 12 days locked inside a U.S. border station at Clint in Texas. They gave us food, she tells a lawyer. Some children didn't bathe. They treated us badly. They were mean to us. These first-hand accounts are now being backed up by the Department of Homeland Security's independent watchdog report into five facilities in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. One photo shows at least 50 adults and children lying down inside a fence cage with barely any space to move. In one corner of the cage, one man is seen holding a toddler. It's a situation the watchdog describes as urgent and needing immediate attention by the Department of Homeland Security. At protests in New York, as the report was released, Americans held up signs saying close the camps and families belong together, including this protester, Barbara Melmott.
Trump is running concentration camps at our border and I have to be here to protest that.
Speaking ahead of the report's release on Monday local time, Republican Senator Ted Cruz, while visiting the U.S.-Mexico border, described the situation as a humanitarian crisis.
The responsibility for this crisis lies directly on the United States Congress, on loopholes that Congress has put into law that are encouraging far too many people to make this arduous journey.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump signed off on $4.6 billion in humanitarian assistance to the southern border, while describing those trying to migrate north as criminals.
Open borders means tremendous crime. If you look, there was a report that came out where approximately 600 people in the last caravan were serious criminals. I don't want them in our country.
The U.S. President Donald Trump, Amelia Turzon with that report.